close your physical eyes and open your soul eyes to your own inner wisdom. And take a very deep breath into the body. The first breath is always a shallow breath, you'll notice, because you're being asked to breathe on cue. And so it's always shallow, it's always at the top of your lungs. But on that exhalation, let it all go. And then the next breath, take in a deep, deep, deep breath in. You could hold it for a second or two and then relax and let it out. And then again, another very deep, deep breath in. You could pause it. Pausing it is good for the lungs, and then releasing it. And just continue that process for about 7 deep breaths. And as you do, notice the rise and the fall of the body with your breath, the diaphragm going up and out on the exhalations. As you slow down, elongate the breath, you are slowing down the nervous system and letting the mind calm down. As the breath gets longer and you get more relaxed or more present in your body, it's as though your body-mind is resting in your breath. That breathing motion, that rhythmic breathing motion, is a cradle to your body and your mind. So now notice how calm you are, how the mind is calm. The nervous system is calm. You shouldn't be fidgeting too much now. Just being, you're just there. Notice the awareness of you in that space. The sense of peace all around you. It's as if you're sitting in a pink vapor, a pink cloud of peace. Just feel it. Feel that peace like dewdrops on your skin. Sense that energy of peace all around you. The peacefulness, serenity, compassion, empathy, it's love, it's being present, being here now. It's a feeling, an awareness. As you are bathing the physical body in that pink energy, that pink cloud of peacefulness, notice if there's anything that is penetrating that peacefulness. Is there a thought or feeling, a pain? If a thought is arising in your mind, ask that thought, or ask your awareness, what that thought has to do with peacefulness. If no thoughts are present and you're in the stillness of peacefulness, sense the fullness of that peace. So take that peacefulness, that peaceful awareness, and place it in your sixth chakra, your third eye, and into your mind, into that thought perhaps that came up, or those thoughts that have been arising. Imagine that you have a hose and you're spraying your mind with peacefulness, with peace and love. Douse the mind with peacefulness. Notice what thoughts seep back in. Are they stubborn thoughts? Are they giving you a problem? Are they trying to take over that peace? So fill your whole mind. You can see it with as a color, with peace. Feel that awareness of peace in your mind. Ask yourself, what is needed to keep peace in my mind? Allow all that peace to come and gather into your mind, that awareness of peace. So now take that awareness of peacefulness and enlighten your fifth chakra, the throat. You can imagine again, you have like a hose and you're hosing your throat with peacefulness. So you're relaxing the muscles, your larynx, the thyroid, all of that in your throat is being coated with that energy of peace. So that when you speak your truth, you come from a place of peace. Drop the peacefulness, that's awareness of peace, into your heart and enlighten your heart chakra, the emotional heart and the physical heart. And fill your heart space with peace. Thank you. that peacefulness seep into every part of your heart. Feel it. Breathe into it. Aspects of your emotional heart. And notice what else is in your heart beside peace. What else is in the heart that is cohabitating with peace? Or perhaps side by side there. And can that peace push that energy out, push those impurities out of your heart? If you allow the peace to rise through your heart, rising through the physical and the emotional heart, and allowing that energy to push out that fear and that hurt, that pain, any emotional pain or sadness or disappointment. So you're filling your heart space with so much peace that there will be no room for anything but that peace. So breathe deeply and feel that peace in your heart, in your throat, and your mind, your sixth chakra. In front of you, all around you, like a circle, and allow it to come back into your back chakra of your heart, back into your heart center. Like almost creating a figure eight of energy. So as you breathe out that peace into your space, into your environment again, and pulling it back to your behind you and into your back chakra there, and then allowing it to be in your heart, that golden light of peacefulness. Pushing out any impurities in the body, the mind, and the emotional self. Check in to your own body and your mind and see where there might be a penetration of something that is not of peacefulness. It's like a buoyant field of peacefulness. Your energy field. The matrix that is around you, that electromagnetic field. It's like buoyant, like a trampoline of peacefulness all around you. It's light, it's movable, flexible. And it wipes away all your negative karma. just out there in your field, sucking up all that old karma, all that old memory, anything that is limiting you, any belief, any energy that is holding you back. That comes with that peacefulness, that inner calm, that stillness. You are in the absolute balance of peace in the body and mind. The awareness of peace internally. And then the awareness of peace externally balances you. It helps you stay in the moment. And bring a gesture of kindness to yourself by placing your hands in the Namaste pose, a prayer pose, to your heart and bowing to yourself. Yourself back into this now time awareness and say to yourself, I am peace and I am love.